Good morning, people of God. This is Regina Perkins. This is your host of the Regina Perkins Show. Thank you guys for logging on this morning. Thank you all for joining in with me this morning on this today's episode of the Regina Perkins Show. I just wanted to come on and offer you some quick encouraging words this morning. I hope your day is going well. Hallelujah. I hope that God is blessing you, and I hope that He is meeting every need and every desire. The scripture says if we delight ourselves in the Lord, He will give us the desires of our heart. And so that means that while you're praising Him and giving Him glory and just delighting in who He is and what he is to you and what He has already done, we don't have to ask Him to do anything because He's already done enough when He died for us. So if we just delight ourselves in those things and all of the great things that He has already done, He said that He would give you the desires of your heart. How many of you know we have a God, we have a Father that will spoil us? He will spoil us rotten. He will give us those things that we didn't even think that He even heard us pray about. You know, it's not sometimes we pray for big things, but it's when I see God do the little things. Hallelujah. When I see God do things that only He knows about, only He knows about the little small things that would just make me happy. Hallelujah. Maybe someone walked up to you and just gave you your favorite piece of candy. Hallelujah. And it was just an indication that God knows the very small, minute details of your life, and that He pays attention to even those small things. He pays attention to those things, and that makes us even know that He loves us even more. Hallelujah. So I just want to bless you this morning. Praise God. Even as I start talking about this topic that I'm getting ready to speak about for just a few moments to encourage you, I just want to bring you in closer to some things that I was thinking on and meditating on yesterday. And God began to minister to me about my mindset and how I saw Him, just even on today, how I view Him, and to begin to check and see if there were some things, some ideologies, if there were some, I'm looking for the right word, if there were some ways of thinking that were really not who God really is. You know, there's a lot of myths in the body of Christ that we've come up with. And we have come up with all kind of conclusion about God, and some of the things in our belief systems and our systems need to be torn down because it's not who He is. And sometimes we can get so caught up in what we've heard throughout the years from others, and we never stop to question some of the things that we hear, and we never question those things, and we take those things in as truth because and as authority in our lives. And they begin to steer us. They begin to guide us, and they begin to shape everything that we do. They shape your entire lives. And then we come to find out that some of the things that we believed were incorrect. They were in error. And so here you is with this faulty belief system, and you're trying to figure out and praying and asking the Lord about things, and it's almost like we look at God and we blame Him for things that did not have anything to do with Him at all, but it has something to do with your faulty belief system. And even as the body of Christ, I look at the body of Christ, and so many people in the body of Christ, they struggle financially. They struggle with so many things, and they're praying to the Lord, and they're asking God to bless them, and they're sowing seeds. And believe me, I'm a seed sower. I love to sow seeds. I'm a giver. The scriptures commands us to give. He said, giving it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down and shaken together and running over, shall men give unto your bosom. He says, the liberal soul shall be made fat. So we shall give. We shall be givers. And the scripture even tells us, He said, bring all the tithes into the storehouse that there may be meat in mine house. And He said, prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I would not open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that you didn't have room enough to receive. So God commands us to give. But I think where we get mixed up is that when we give unto the kingdom, and sometimes we sow in an expectation that God is going to do A, B, C, D, and E, F, and G. And if it don't happen, we look to God and say, God, I gave. Why didn't you give back to me? And what we have to understand is that sometimes when we sow seeds, that God doesn't bring it back to you in the form of that seed. Sometimes God will bring it back to you as an idea. And God, you may give, and God may give you an idea and say, you know what? I want you to start baking cookies and sell cookies. And we'll discount the idea because we feel like God should come in and drop money on us miraculously. But God is giving you the tools because he said, it is me that giveth you power to get wealth. So he's giving you the tools to get what you need. The scripture says, if we don't work, we don't eat. And so I think sometimes we think that God is just supposed to take care of our every little whim and every little pleasure and every little desire. And God will do things for you in that manner. But he also wants you to have an effort because the scripture says faith is dead without works. So we have to be in a place where we can hear the Lord and he begins to give us ideas. We begin to give us witty inventions. He begins to give us things that I've been even asking, Lord, give me things that no one never heard of. I don't want to be a replication and be a duplicate of everybody else that I see and everybody's doing the same thing. Whatever I do, I want it to have your signature on it. I want it to have be authentic. I want it to be unique. I want it to be who you have created me to be. And I want it to be able to be something that has been God-breathed, something that has been given from heaven that will bless the people of God in a unique way that is unique to me and my makeup and who you have made me to be. Because how many of you know, none of us are exactly alike. Everybody has something uniquely and innate that makes you who you are. And our problem is that we try to compare ourselves to others and we try to do what they do. But don't do what they do, because if that's not what God is called, if that's not the lane that God has called you in, there won't be any anointing upon it. And what we need to do, instead of trying to focus on our weak points, more so focus on your strengths. Because those things that you're strong in are those things that will bring you joy, those things that will bring you prosperity. And prosperity is nothing missing, nothing lacking, nothing broken. Those are the things that will bring you into that place that God has called you to and will ultimately bring you to your destiny, which will ultimately prosper you and bring you to the level, even in your finances, that you're looking for. So God begins to plant seeds. He begins to give us pathways to where we're on our way to. He'll say, do this and do that. And it begin to build up on each other. It begin to build and you begin to say, okay, God, I see why. Okay. And he begins to dig things out and he begins to show you and you'll see your life begin to unfold. And what seemed like a mystery and a puzzle will all of a sudden begin to make sense to you. I hope you understand everything I'm trying to say here, because I want you to get this, because some of us are bound today. Some of us are in depression today and we're trying to figure out, God, why is this not working for me? When we need to go back to the blueprint of our lives and we need to consult our Father and let him show us exactly who we are. And when God begins to pinpoint that thing, when he begins to highlight some things about you, hone into it, press into it. And when you begin to press into that, God will begin to birth it out and things begin to come from that. That you saw in seed form will begin to germinate and to grow. And next thing you know, you have a full-grown plant. You have a full-grown flower. You'll have everything that you thought was not in you. It's there, but it's in seed form. But we need to focus on those things that he has uniquely and innately gifted you with, that you can get to that place. And so I think of my own self, because it was years I said, God, I don't understand. What am I supposed to be doing? And because I was looking at what others were doing in corporate America, and I was looking at what my friends were doing, and I said, Lord, where do I fit in this? Because I know I didn't like that. But God began to minister to me and let me know the thing that I've called you to do. I've called you to minister to my people. I've called you to preach to my people. And that is where you will start. That is where your calling is. That is where your gifting is. And God said, now take that and run with it. And when I began to launch from who he made me to be, then I found out that that was the gift of counseling. I found out that I'm able to advise people and give them direction in their life. I found out that I'm able to push people to their purpose, and I'm able to bring people out of the place they're in and show them who they are. I'm able to make people get to their place in life. I'm able to guide and lead them there. And now I begin, and I find joy in that. And God said, if that is what you find joy in, Regina, this can bring blessing to your life. Use it and launch from that. Launch your ministry. Launch your career from that perspective. And use it for the glory of God. And God will bless you immensely, because it's the gift that he's given me. The scripture says your gift will make room for you and bring you before great men. So I pray today that you would think. I want you to sit down in a quiet spot today. And those things that have irritated you, those things that have angered you, and you said, Lord, why am I here? Begin to pray and ask the Lord, what should I be doing right now, God? If I'm on a 9-to-5 job and I desire to leave that job, begin to ask the Lord to give you a pathway. Begin to build something when you get off work. I'm telling you, it'll bring joy to your soul. Begin to let him show you what it is. If you want to go into entrepreneurship, don't just quit your job, but just let God begin to minister to you and take that strength that you have and begin to do something on the side. Maybe put you up a website. Hallelujah. I'm fixing to go into more areas that I don't want to talk about at this point. And I will come back later and talk about this, but go set you up some things, because sometimes, and I'm talking to preachers and leaders right now, sometimes as preachers and leaders, sometimes we can get caught and we think, oh God, this is all I have to offer preach to the people. And we don't have the money or the finances we need. And God is telling you to branch out. He's telling you to take those gifts and talents and use them for the kingdom of God. Some of us know some things that some of us can administrate some things that we have been in church so long, in church secretaries and all this kind of stuff. We've learned so many things that we're not understanding. God, you can utilize those gifts for the kingdom. You can utilize it, and God will bless your finances by using those gifts and talents. Oh my God. So yeah, this what I'm talking about. And I said, Lord, finances is what I need to focus on right now, to get my finances, because so long I had my head in the sand. And thank God for ministry, because that is what he's called me to do. But God say, I want to bless you in another manner as well. Take those gifts and talents and take them out amongst the four walls. Hallelujah. So God doesn't want you broke. Let me get that off you. I'm going to say that one more time. God doesn't want you broke. I'm going to say that one more time, because I want you to get this. God does not want you broke. He does not want you in the struggle. We preach about Lodabar, but he don't want me living in Lodabar. God wants to take you to another level in him. He wants to elevate you. He wants to give you the resources that you need to start that business. He wants to connect you with the right people. He wants to bring joy and pleasure in your life. He said, if you obey and serve me, you would eat the good of the land. God wants you to enjoy life. He wants you to see life in a different light. I come to bring joy to your soul this morning, because somebody's been down and out because they gave up. But I'm telling you right now, God wants you to get up from that low place. And he wants you to see, okay, where is that low hanging fruit that I can grab? It's something that you see right now. And it may look like a glimpse, but once you turn that corner, once you see it, look further and deeper in, reach for it, and God will begin to open it up and show you all of the facets and all of the things that he's had for you all this time. So I pray this has blessed you today. This is a glorious day, y'all. This is a glorious time we're in right now. And God is calling us out of the four walls of the church. God is putting and positioning us in places of power. God has gifted us, and God has gave us talents that and skills. And we're sitting here and we're holding them in our hand. And God wants you to bring those things out. I'm feeling this in my spirit. God wants some of y'all. God got some things in your belly. God got some things in the inside of you. He wants to give to the people of God. He wants to bring it to the world. He wants to bring it out. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Even now, somebody's giving birth to that vision, that dream, your purpose and your destiny. You're giving birth to that. Don't be afraid of it, but go forth in it. Even if it seems big and looming and large, like, God, how can I accomplish it? Go ahead and do it. Start, because it's not big as what you think it is. Go ahead and allow the Lord to prepare you for this season of prosperity and plenty. Hallelujah. So Father, I pray for your people this morning, God, that this word will bless their soul, that they will take what they've heard this morning, God, and that it has been a seed. And not only have the seed been planted in their hearts this morning, I'm praying that someone else will come along and water it. And God, you said you would give the increase, that they would not hear this word just once, but they would hear it again. And you will confirm this word, God, and you will build up on this word and show them the way out of their situation. Show them that way of escape. Because God, you said you would not put more on us than we could bear. You said with every temptation that you would make a way for us to escape. So I thank you for the escape for them today. I thank you that even this morning when they were feeling down and out, when they heard this word, that they begin to feel the joy of the Lord, which is our strength. I pray this morning that this has been a wind that is breathed upon them this morning, that this wind that I've spoke this morning, because you said your word, it is spirit and it is life. So I decree and declare through this podcast this morning, through this word this morning, that your people will be blessed, that they would hear this word and that it would cause an absolute change, an absolute metamorphosis that begin to take place on the inside of them. That seed that was buried under doubt and despondency and discouragement will come out, and that seed will begin to germinate. God, it will begin to grow, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I speak that right now, that it shall, that it shall not die, that their dream shall not die, but it shall go forth and be birthed out and bring glory to the kingdom of God. I speak that in the name of Jesus. Those that are feeling left out and rejected, those that are feeling like, I can't do this by myself, God, you said you are a majority. You said you will never leave us nor forsake us. You will be with us always, even unto the end of the world. You said you will be a friend that stick it closer than any brother. Thank you, Father God, that they will find out in this place of silence that you are in that you can birth those things forth. They would not be contaminated and polluted by the opinions of others, that they will go forth in your name, God. And so, Father, we give you praise this morning, God. We give you glory this morning, Father. And we thank you for this word, God. We thank you that this word that has went forth, that was a practical word, well, that was a word that would cause them to come out of their place of despondency. And Father, we give you the praise and honor and glory in Jesus' name. I pray that you have been blessed by this word. I pray that God has released some things on your behalf this morning, that some keys was released this morning. God just dropped some stuff on you this morning. I discern it in the spirit. He just dropped some stuff on you this morning. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh my God. There's a win on this word. And I pray that God moves you forward in Jesus' name. Be blessed, people of God. Remember, go to follow, like, and share Regina Perkins on Instagram. I'm Regina Perkins on Facebook. Also, go check me out on YouTube. Regina Perkins, I'm on YouTube. I have a YouTube channel up. If you want to hear some of my sermons, check me out on Spotify. Spotify is now broadcasting my podcast. There's only a couple on there because I've not completely transferred them all from Spreaker, but you can still go to Spreaker. You can definitely go to iTunes. All of my podcasts are there. So if you go into Spotify and you only see a couple, it's because all the rest of them have not been transferred, but they're all, but go to Spreaker, Spotify, go to Spotify is, Spreaker is my main source where I begin. You can go to Anchor, Radio Public, anywhere that you, that there are podcasts, Regina Perkins is there. So listen in. I have some old things on there. Listen in to Regina Perkins show. I hope you're blessed by it. If any of you maybe want to be on the show for interviews or interview purposes, inbox me, let me know. I hope this has blessed you. I'm looking to bring some more things. Also, I've started the Facebook page, Regina Perkins Show. Please go there, because there I will have more in-depth teachings, more videos, things on the supernatural, things that most of the time people don't want to talk about in the church. It's time for us to be empowered. It's time for us to know more than what we know. God is involved in all of these things. God said miracle signs and wonders. God still are doing those things right now. God is still healing. God is still delivering. None of this has stopped. So you go to my show page, Regina Perkins Show on Facebook. You'll find additional videos and teachings that I'm going to post up. So you guys follow me. You know, I want to be able to do some great things in the kingdom, and I hope you were blessed. Be blessed today. God bless you. Bye-bye.